الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we come to the next part of the issue of life goal planning. And for that, go back to the original life goal that you did on day one, and then look at developing a strategy to achieve that life goal. Sometimes people think that just wanting something is enough. Wanting something is not enough. You can want many things. You have to work on it. And the usual plan for a strategy is first you write down what you want. So there has to be a document. And then you do a pilot, which is some kind of experiment. Yeah, whether you do it yourself or you get data to see whether this particular strategy works. And then you implement it. So you need to develop a strategy itself, which is to write down specifically what is it you want. So what is that goal? Write it down, preferably in one line. And one line doesn't mean, in one sentence. One sentence doesn't mean 15 lines. It means one line and one sentence. Reason being that the goal must be something which is easy to remember, easy to recall, and it must excite you. It must be something which touches your heart. It does not have to touch anybody else's heart. So this is not some PR exercise. This is for yourself. Does it inspire you or not? And if it inspires you, alhamdulillah. If it doesn't inspire you, then work on it until you find that sentence which gets you charged up. So once you write that, then write a strategy of how you want to achieve it. Now, one way of writing a strategy is to try to identify people or one or more people in your environment who are already where you want to be. So for most of us, that is good, unless you have a goal which is completely unique. But most of the time, it's not completely unique. So you will find somewhere. When I say in your environment, not necessarily in your city, in your environment meaning in your time, so it can be in other places in the world. And if you can't find that, then find it even historically. So read some biographies and so on. Who is there in the world who has done what you want to do? And then study them and see how did they get there, what is it they did, what was their life like, and so on and so on. Now obviously your life is not an exact copy of their life, but you will get pointers. You will get some pretty good idea of what you need to do and what you should not do. So that will help you to write your strategy. Once you do that, then you have to do an exercise which I call resource mapping. What are the resources you need to achieve that strategy? And for most people, the first thing they think of is money. But the reality is that money is the last of the things. Money is not more important than where you want to go and so on and so on. Money is important. I mean, I'm not saying it's not important. At some point in time, you will need money. But the thing to do is it doesn't start with money. It starts with many other things. So you need a resource map. You need to know, for example, what resources in terms of people you need. That's one of the major ones. If you don't have the right kind of people on your team, then no amount of money will get you anywhere. We have classic examples of that within our community, within this country, even globally, where there is people are flush with money. But if you see the result, it's, you know, either minimal or there is no result because there is no vision. You don't have the right kind of people and so on. So money is there, money doesn't achieve anything. So that's a very important thing to do, which is your resource map. So kind of people. Second, then the other thing is also, what are the kinds of knowledge bases that you need? So what sort of people with what knowledge? So people is not just a headcount. People is who brings what to the table. And that's very, very important. Many times we talk about think tanks. And then if you look at the list of people on that think tank, it's anybody. I mean, it's, you know, my uncle or my cousin or somebody's friend or something. That's not a, you don't make up a think tank like that. A think tank has to be made of people who have, it's not a fish tank. You know, it's a think tank is to be made up of people with specific knowledge bases, you know, historians and economists and mathematicians and city planners and so on, depending on what you are doing. You can't just grab somebody off the street and say, please come on the think tank. So that is, now you will get a think tank, you get a list of names, you will also find some money, but nothing will happen because the people who are on that think tank are not capable of thinking. They don't have the knowledge, they don't have the ability, there's no structured thinking, so the result will be zero. And we have seen examples of that also. So resource map is very, very important. Once you have done the resource map, then you do what I call your roadmap with milestones. So you got your resource map, when you say, what is the time to completion? Now, you might say, well, you know, I can't put an exact date on something. It doesn't matter. You don't have to put an exact date, but you must have some idea that this project of yours, how long is it going to take? Are we talking about the next 2 years, or the next 20 years, or the next 200 years? I mean, you must have some idea. So, a roadmap plus in the roadmap milestones, meaning how do I know if I am going on the right track and if I am going at the right speed? So, for example, if you are starting a project, you say, how long to finishing the, say for example, you are building a school. So you say how long to finishing the infrastructure. In the infrastructure also have some milestones. So, you know, foundation laying is how long, and then first buildings are how long, so on. So similarly, you make this milestone. And then when you make this map, it's more like a parallel flow chart, because simultaneously you will have to do several things. So, taking the school project for example, while you are still doing the infrastructure construction, you will also have to hire teachers. If there is a teacher training required, that has to be done simultaneously. You can't start hiring teachers the day your school opens, because the school opens without teachers. So, you need the teachers also ready. Then you also have to market the school and ensure that you will have at least enough students to start the school. So that marketing also has to be done simultaneously. So similarly, if you put this on a roadmap, then that will have it will be a flowchart with several lines of approach, all of which will have their own milestones. So each one will have a date and so on and so on. Finally, on that. And tomorrow we'll close this thing by summing up. Finally, is the issue of personal metrics. What is it that you are going to do? So your own personal metrics. I mean, it's flowcharts and so on is fine, but at the end of that, what is your personal goal? What are your personal metrics? So these are some of the things that we need to do and be clear about as far as achievement of life goal is concerned. So the point I want to make here is that many people have many goals, they want to do many things, but just being driven by personal desire and so on is not sufficient. If you are serious about achieving that goal, then you have to sit and do some structured work. I'm a great believer in the baraka and in the benefit of structured thinking. Lot of people have a lot of good intentions, right? But all those good intentions are like a soup in the mind. So just flowing, you know, and like most soups, it doesn't do much good. It has to be structured in a way where you can actually get something out of it, you know, make it work. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to do that, and to give us more than anything else the discipline to do it. And then what we don't have, we to give us the ability to seek and find it and to learn from others. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.